Hi, this is Eric Carlson, and you're listening to the Sense Call-Ups.
From Studio 65 in a nation's capital, drying out slower than a Leafs fan after a bender following their first round exit. Welcome to Season 5, Episode 20, The Sens Call-Ups for Friday, May 11th, 2017. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Panner here as well. And while we're basking in the Senators' second round defeat of the Rangers and looking forward to the Eastern Conference final against the Penguins, much has been said about the Sens' chances in this series. Most of it little different from what's been said in the first two rounds, so I, for one, haven't paid any more attention than I would to the mindless jibber-jabber of Donald Trump. Boys, did you enjoy the sunshine today?
Wait, did you just say the Sens are defeated by the Rangers?
You also said it was May 11th. It's the 12th.
Seventh, Senators. Is it the 12th today?
It's the 12th today.
It shows you how long my work day was. I can do this again if you wish.
No,
I'll just keep going.
It's free. That's no refunds.
No, I said the Senators' second round defeat of the Rangers.
There we go.
That's what I said. Did you like the sunshine? Because it's gone for a while again.
Yep.
It's going to rain.
Yeah. Today was nice, too.
Yeah, it was pretty nice out. I enjoyed it.
Too bad, hey.
You survived New York City. I'm sure we'll talk about that in a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're actually
back. It was
back.
A lot of fun, actually. Yeah,
that's good to see.
Hey, I survived Moncton and Halifax.
Yeah, no one cares.
You do that on a regular basis. I mean, you do get a little bit of points for it. That's all right, though. I just survived this week. That's all I got. That's all I got. I did not go fishing this weekend, so that's why I'm here. Because the weather's going to be terrible, and as far as I know, the road to the lake is still flooded. So
yeah,
getting up there might
save your time, right?
Yeah, getting up there might happen in on a four wheeler, but then you have to try and figure out how to get a motor and a gas tank and everything else. So decided to take a pass on it this week.
Can't just the Amazon drones come by and drop it off?
Yeah, Amazon drones are really good at probably small things. Do you know what an outboard motor weighs? Not a big one. It's not a terribly big motor, but it still weighs enough. Yeah, it's not the 30 horse that is on.
Just waiting for the Amazon Hercules to fly over and then the back of it, if parachute airdrops.
It's a Moab. Great. Because that's what they drop it out of. Couple of quick housekeeping bits. Podcast at sensecallups.com is the email address. We have email. Thank you very much. We'll get to that in a bit. The forums are still up at sensecallups.com. There's a game thread for every game as well as other things going on in the NHL. The waiver wire, brought to you by Versature, is 1-844-SCU-6565. We have one or two?
Two.
We have two, so I thought. Excellent. You can always follow us on Twitter. By the way, I don't know which one of you did the artwork for the King Carl.
Neither of us.
No.
Oh.
He totally ripped it off.
Oh,
it's the web. You rip off other people's work.
Okay. That was brilliant. Wherever it came from, that was absolutely brilliant. I love that. I laughed. I showed it to several people, too. Yeah. I ripped it off and posted it somewhere else.
I was too busy quietly running out of the building.
Yeah. Well, that would be a wise move on your part. We'll get to that in a bit. Mm-hmm. Just before we start, I did forget to mention one thing when we were here. I was going to say last week, but technically it was this week because it was Sunday, wasn't it, that we recorded?
Something like
that. Yeah, so it's only 5 days ago. Just a quick serious note. We've had some pretty serious flooding over the past few weeks around the city, and a lot of folks around here have been fighting to protect their homes and also fighting to protect the homes of complete strangers from the winter runoff and more rain that we've had so far this month than the two previous Mays combined. I just wanted to give a shout out to the communities who have rallied around all those who've been affected. And it's been heartwarming to see so many people just volunteering their time to people who they don't know, but who desperately need it, filling sandbags and whatever else is going on. So serious kudos to everybody who's been involved in the volunteer effort to try and put people up in other houses or, you know, sandbag or lending pumps and lending generators and everything else. Cause this, for those who aren't in the Ottawa area, who don't necessarily know, the flooding is quite serious, and it's, you know, quite serious downstream in Montreal and basically everywhere along the Ottawa. It's been, it's been termed a 100-year flood because it's beyond the expectations of what was planned for a 100-year flood. Mm-hmm. So kudos to everybody involved. I'm ready.
All right. One thing that I'll share to start is the team has asked us to share information in regards to an open house that they're having on Monday. Yeah. So that's Monday, May 15th, of course, at the arena from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. So this is an open, excuse me.
Wow.
So they also have a way to win your way into game three.
Oh yeah. So
have you have to register, right? There's a RSVP link.
Yeah.
You have to sign in.
So, and with that, I was texting with Dan. So okay. I've got some contact information with you. First thing I'm going to do is turn off my screen. Cause that's smart. So the Ottawa Senators are hosting and are hosting. This is why we don't have any commercials. So the Ottawa Senators are hosting an open house for the public on Monday, May 15th. During the open house, fans will learn about our season seat package for the 2017-2018 season and how they can access tickets to the Eastern Conference Finals and potentially the Stanley Cup Finals. That was really good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you know someone who'd like to consider the season's seat package, this is a great opportunity to visit Canadian Tire Center and learn about the benefits of being a season seat member like yourself or like ourselves who are reading this. Don't forget, and actually with this, if you are a season's ticket holder, you do get a 10% referral promotion doing it this way. If you do refer someone.
10% of whatever that person spends? That person,
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Refer people then.
Yeah. So please pass this along. The Senators open house will include the opportunity to mingle with Sens alumni like Chris Phillips to chat about their playoff experiences as a Senator, as well as chance to win a suite to game three of the Eastern Conference Finals for you and 11 of your friends.
Wow.
11 of your friends.
11.
11. Alfie. Now for this, so again, it's a gate one entrance. There's a registration. You can always reach out to Dan on Twitter, and his Twitter handle is at DJU. If you can look that up real quick, if you're able to, so I can spell it out.
I think it's DEEJAYIOU.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Not the three letters, but spelled out and, phonetically.
Yeah. And Dan's email is D at ottawasenators.com. So JULIEND at ottawasenators.com.
And if you do this, use a U as a referral because Dan will know who you are. I mean, use him.
Yeah,
you might as well get the 10%.
It's on the Pan sent you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pan cool. sent you.
Cool. I have to admit, I didn't read all of that email. I really should have.
Really you too could win the Pan Suite.
Yeah, I really should have, but I just didn't get around to it.
No, but
yeah,
should be good.
That's pretty cool, though. Quick and win a suite
at the Canadian Tire Center.
Leg room,
mm-hmm.
Your own bathroom with hot water.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Which that's a story for Manhattan.
Okay. Well, we only got one game to talk about. Yep. We got lots to talk about it, though. Let's go.
Game on.
Game six. I can't remember what day it was. I just remember it happening.
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Okay.
It was Tuesday? Oh, yeah. It was.
Tuesday night.
So, yeah. So, last minute for me.
Panhattan.
Look at my schedule for work. It's like, I don't have any meetings.
Do it. Do it.
So you threw out a Twitter poll.
I threw out a Twitter poll.
Should I go to Manhattan?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe people actually voted no.
Yeah, 40 people, jerks.
How many voted yes?
Well, it was 75%. Oh, 25%. Okay. Possibly one of the best decisions I've ever made. Not only for the game, but I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
New York's a fun place to visit. But I don't want to live there. But it's a fun place to visit.
Absolutely. I was jelly.
Living there would just be crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, just, I don't understand how people can survive and the cost. Like, I don't know how you live in Manhattan. The players don't even live there.
You make a lot of money. Or you work all the time. Or both.
Yeah. So it's one thing when you're arriving in New York, but you're really in New Jersey.
So you flew into Newark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose.
But that was a recommendation because you take the train right into Penn Station.
Yeah. Which was fantastic. And what and I
you,
didn't
you,
know
you
is
flew that, Porter though, didn't you?
I did fly Porter.
That's a better part of it right there.
So that was they really treat you well because you're getting serviced.
It's a fantastic airline. It's a little local, well, regional airline.
It's national now.
No, they don't really go west.
They don't go too far west.
No.
They've actually modeled their business model is they go to a lot of NHL cities.
Yeah. But they're doing more and more Eastern Seaboard. But they don't have the range to go west, nor the speed. So they keep it.
They go to Vegas though.
No.
Yeah.
Seasonally, maybe. Yeah. Okay. They go to Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah. Hmm. They don't go much.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. I mean, well. Okay. Yeah, that's about the limit of the range though. Is sure Carolinas.
Vegas. But anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Porter, so, yeah, wonderful airline.
Great little airline. They've got their own. Well, it's fine, but they really guide you in regards to what to do, where to go. They're very approachable. They won't pull you off the plane.
No.
Physically pull you off the plane. They won't oversell you.
They don't break guitars.
Is that another thing that happens?
United breaks guitars. Go look it up. Okay.
Jeez. So... So you arrive there and I'm at the train station, says trains to New York, trains to Long Island, trains to Philadelphia, which I'm like, we're close enough to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Eastern Seaboard.
There are way too many states.
Yeah.
Just merge, guys. Just merge. Make things a lot easier. Nashville. Oh, they're calling it off. Anyway. So my hotel.
Just lost which a listener.
Was, which was 2.5 stars.
2.5 stars.
2.5 stars.
Right across the street.
Right across the street from MSG. I thought it was down a block. It was not. So right at Penn Station, I did not have a car, nor did I need one. And I just walked around all day. My legs are shredded.
You wouldn't want to have a car in New York. The parking would cost as much as your room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And driving in New York is an adventure.
It is. But with that, I've never been somewhere where everyone is as impatient as I am. I loved it.
I couldn't. That's
like just crossing the road. It's like, okay, well, people are going on a red, but there's still cars coming. It's like, oh, I get it. If you can go and you can make it on time at the regular constant speed where the car will also not change velocity and you can make it safely, you go.
It's not that different from downtown Ottawa.
Just add volume.
But there's a lot more of them. Fair enough.
What I find from Ottawa, and again, we're going to talk about Ottawa traffic, but in Toronto, people go fast and it's packed.
Mm-hmm.
In Montreal, and these are drivers. In Montreal, people will take advantage of an opening if they have it and use the rules as guidelines.
Well, they're suggestions.
Right.
Suggestion.
Well, guidelines.
Come on. It's just a suggestion.
But
turn signals? Don't need those stinking turn signals?
So
and it's
so,
always working and they're not working. They're
there's
working
a limited number of flashes in that thing. You want me to use them all?
Right.
So, I'm a former Montrealer. I'm allowed to do this.
So Toronto's very predictable. Montreal's very predictable. Ottawa's a mix of the two.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
So you don't know what the hell anyone's going to do.
I guess because I live in downtown, I'm just accustomed to it.
But no, it's so New York, I especially as a pedestrian, no problems. Last time I was there was 20 years ago. There are no street vendors anymore.
Really?
Sure there are.
Not down there. There's like the food trucks and the street meat. That's fine. But not the fake purses, fake sunglasses, fake watches.
Oh, they're all down in one area.
So you got to go to the right area for that.
Probably. Yeah. But it's not strewn about everywhere.
Okay.
It was very clean. Now, granted, I didn't hang out in Manhattan the majority of the time. But everywhere that I walked to, and I walked down to Chinatown, which is 45 minutes south.
Nice.
That's a good stroll.
Yeah, which and I wanted to do. Well, one, I was afraid of taking the subway. Two, I wanted to see things.
Yeah, subway, if you take it, you're not going to see anything on the way there.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
So, very clean. People were a hell of a lot nicer than I expected.
Well, New Yorkers are good people.
Yep. Dave, by the way, thank you for the recommendation. I did go to Shake Shack.
For your burger?
Yeah.
How was it?
Craig did peer pressure me. He's very good. But again, it's like, you know what? I've walked for 7 hours. I can deal with this. I should be okay.
You've had some pretty good exercise. You've been walking for 7 hours.
Central Park is beautiful. Went to go see Phantom.
Yeah.
Again, these are the things, and especially because I didn't really expect us to win that game. But
no, you got to do other stuff.
You got to do other stuff. And you're in,
there's like, so much to
and,
do.
And you're there in May, even though the hockey game was extremely expensive. Extremely expensive. I enjoyed myself.
Good.
And I got to do all these things when it's warm.
Yeah. I had a weird New York moment on my way here today. I had two songs in a row that mentioned New York play on my iPod as I drove out here. One is called A Heart of New York, which is an obscure Art Garfunkel tune. And the other one was Heart of Rock and Roll by Huey Lewis.
And I went, doesn't that mention every single city in the U.S.?
Well, it mentions a lot of cities in the U.S., but the first verse is entirely about New York. And I went, okay, what are the odds of that? Because I just picked H as a random letter and then scrolled through and went, play.
H.
So it was kind of a weird thing with New York. Anyway, the game. We can talk about the game now. This is a hockey podcast.
So
where were your seats?
Yeah, you had some very interesting 208, seats.
208, which is ozone.
It's kind of like a three level ish. But it's also, you notice how the one, this is a audio podcast, the 100 levels are taper back, and there's no overhang for the next level. The next level actually goes back even further from that.
It's a much older design of arena. So it's almost like the Big O. Like everything just goes back on a ramp.
You couldn't see the scoreboard.
I can't see the scoreboard. And I did tweet out pictures for those of you who have seen them. The main reason that you can't see the scoreboard is because they put in a bridge across, which is what they call the 400s. So they have like a ledge. And I honestly would prefer it, but you're really looking down as a bird's eye view. Mm-hmm. So it's totally different there. Saw all the ice, no problems there.
Yeah.
No problems there at all. Again, you can't see the scoreboard, but they give you a monitor right on the bridge right in front of you. So I actually kind of preferred that because it looked even closer than
the scoreboard would have been.
What the scoreboard would
and
have
you
been.
Actually, you did a tour of the arena.
Yeah. And so they offer tours, a great tour. It was about an hour and 15 minutes.
Nice.
That's cool.
The guy got tired of my questions because, of course, I was just blasting.
Where does Eric Carlson come in? Is it over there? No. Is it over there? No.
I see him at home all the time for whatever reason. He caught these guys. Carlson, that is. But so it's a great tour. I think I paid like $26 for it. But you know what? Madison Square Garden's got a history for it.
That's a good arena for a tour.
Yeah, I was going to say it's an arena with some history to it.
And get a really good sense of how it's actually above ground. Like you walk up to the arena.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't realize that when you look at it outside.
Yeah. No, and it's, it was great. The crowd was very into it.
Mm-hmm.
Very loud.
Until Hoffman took him out of it.
And now let's talk about the game. And again, I had my son's t-shirt on and my hoodie zipped up. Now, the other thing, and I tweeted this out too.
I just picture you kind of, as it's 1-0, you lower your zipper a little bit. 2-0, lower a little bit.
No way.
2-1.
2-1. Zip.
And then the other thing with this is that the seats that I had, it was almost like some cinemas.
Thank you.
Two seats together and then the staircase.
Yeah. Oh, is that what the wall was for?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was really high up. Again, no problem seeing the game at all. But if I had that option as a season's ticket holder, I would take that in a heartbeat.
Because there's nobody next to you.
There's no one next to you.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, well, it looked kind of cool. That,
yeah.
Were you the wall?
It's weird, and I think it's very ineffective for the company or for the overall seats, but
it's the design of the building.
Where they just shove them, I would love that.
That's cool.
I was just asking, were you the wall seat or the aisle
seat?
No,
I was the aisle seat.
Okay.
Even better.
Yeah. So you're...
I'm sitting next to a guy mm-hmm. who, first, I was probably one of the first people at the seats because I just wanted to see it and see where to go and all of this stuff. And then a guy sat next to me. He actually took the train in from Philly.
Wow. He's a
Rangers fan.
Wow.
So I think people just get used to travel. I told him off the bat, like, listen, I'm from Ottawa. I'm a Sens fan. I'm not going to chirp you. He's like, okay, good. That's fine. So talked about a lot of things. And
a Rangers fan in Philadelphia, that's got to be a hard life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's good like, point. I hate the Eagles. Yeah. I hate... whatever else. I think basketball is something. I don't know.
Phillies. Baseball. Yeah. He hates the Eagles. No. That's pretty easy to do.
Sixers, Phillies, Eagles.
But he's like, it's like New York, you're fine. As like as long as you're not like a Boston fan, you can't do this in Philly.
Or an Islanders fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. How'd you find the pregame atmosphere outside the arena with all the blue shirts? Or.
Oh, that. It was. And I was messaging Alex. Very, very. I was surprised as to how unimpressed I was.
Oh.
I wonder if it's because of the series lead. You mentioned several times that fans seem nervous.
Oh, no. I thought you meant the in-game stuff.
No, no. Like I mean like outside the
atmosphere. People were terrified.
Wow.
Like, we need to win this.
So
there's
opposite.
No reason for us not to win it.
Like, when Shredder and I were there, the Sens were down 1-0, and the bravado was out full blast. Like, we felt very intimidated walking into the arena.
They are very intimidating.
Like, they were chirping us all the way into the arena.
Well, that, again, I don't know, because they couldn't tell.
Right.
But, no, that's they were on edge for the majority of the day going into the game.
Hmm. So what was the atmosphere like in the building when Mike Hoffman scored at 4:27 of the first
Totally play? Deflated.
Really?
So, yeah, Hoffman shut them right up.
And then, sounded like it.
Yeah, and then Mark Stone scored at 14:44, and it's 2-0.
Yep.
And so, at this point, I'm like,
nice goals.
Can I relax? Can I relax a little bit? No, not you, Senators. I mean me, the fan watching it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not quite so edgy about this anymore.
And then really, after that, it's like, and the fans were getting frustrated and angry.
I would have been.
And they were New Yorkers, and they're yelling. They're yelling at their team.
Now, Mika gets them back in the game.
Of course, Mika.
At
hell of a series.
13:32 of the second period. So now it's 2-1. Did the building come alive a little bit, or was it less angry?
It did not, because that's at 13:32 of the second.
Yeah.
It wasn't long before we
Eric Carlson scores a minute and a half later, a minute and 20 seconds later. And at that point, this guy just went to the guy next to me, and he was quiet and just seething internally. I'm like, that's a backbreaker for you guys.
Yeah.
How often has that happened to us?
All the freaking time.
All the time.
Yeah. You score and then we score. Yeah, we score and then somebody else scores on
us. And then it's like, well, frig, there goes all that work.
Yeah. And then Chris Kreider scored at 53 seconds into the third period, and now it's 3-2. Gosh. And then Canucks' blood pressure starts going up.
Then that's where it's like, okay, well, it's a 3-1 lead. We're good. Now
it's 3-2.
A minute in, it's like, we're screwed. I honestly thought this was going to be like a double overtime loss.
I think I could sum up probably the whole third period like this. Uh-oh.
Well, there were quite a number of tweets with that theme in it, I seem to notice.
I needed a distraction.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And then at 19:53, Jean-Gabriel Pageot scores the empty net goal, and it's 4-2.
I didn't even know it went in.
Neither did I. Watching it, like, what? What?
All stopped. It's like, great.
What happened? Is it ice? It's not icing.
Well, there wouldn't have been much reaction in the building. So for you to know was actually a goal.
But even like a deflated, like, or something like that, not much.
They were already. They kind of knew they were losing the game.
Because everybody started leaving.
Okay.
I thought that only happened in Ottawa, though.
Well, they have a train to catch. or a subway or, you know, whatever.
Well, what or should they do? Because the arena's right downtown.
It just means it's closer to a lot of different transport rather than a long way from it.
Unbelievable, though.
Yeah.
That they hung, they held on. The Rangers fought tooth and nail at the end. Holy crap.
I wasn't even happy. I was just like, I can't believe, I was stunned. I sat there. I was like, I cannot believe we won this series.
And some of the interviews they're showing afterwards, I watched the replays 100 times. Both feeds, and Pierre McGuire and NBC interviewed Erik Karlsson. And Karlsson was like practically lifting one foot up, putting no pressure on it. Like, he had to be crazy sore by then. Like, he must be shooting up.
Well,
I don't mean drugs in the arm, but I mean like freezing in his knee or something.
He said he was getting shots in something. Well, I guess that was his
everyone's heel. Talking about the foot, but Pan, I think you're right. I think it's the knee.
Yep.
From that awkward board crash in round one.
And yet he's just been dominant.
Can you imagine if he was healthy?
Yeah.
It would be scary. Good. Yeah, it would be scary good, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Once in a while, he still pulls off that little extra jump. I don't, if he gets the puck, and all of a sudden he just, whoa, he's going.
Yeah.
And
but especially, yeah.
You don't see as much of it, but every once in a while he pulls it off, and you're just like, oh, whoa, look. Like in round one, that game against Boston, was like, look, he's going.
And sure enough.
He pulls off that amazing pass.
It's like, yeah, he was hurt, and he just freaking schools everyone. Jean-Gabriel Pageot has 6 goals in this series.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Who would have thought of that? And Hoffman and Stone are turning it on. Stone, I think, was getting healthier. He didn't get as many takeaways as he normally does.
No, he's falling behind.
So there. I honestly think it's a leg injury or
something
or
with his feet.
Because you don't have the core strength to win those battles.
Mm-hmm.
3 days off probably helped him a hell of a lot. Make his advantage at.
Mm-hmm.
One
damn,
goal,
I miss him.
One assist. He in this game alone, and he won game 3.
I think we lost that trade.
I'm sure we lost that trade.
Without Broussard, we wouldn't have won the first round.
Hard to say
because
well, 4 goals with all our games were 1 goal games.
Zibanejad did get an overtime goal against Montreal.
All I heard was Zibanejad on the broadcast.
He's turning into a great player, and yet even after that, Vigneault, that was just weird. I think it was Dan Rosen or something that from NHL.com that was tweeting it. Murray Pam was retweeting it, but just talking about how Zibanejad's at a crossroads. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I thought he looked fantastic.
He looked great.
He's also going to demand a huge salary for next year because this is the
end of his contract. But even with this, there's...
Wait, is he a UFA?
RFA with arbitration, it doesn't matter.
Darn.
It'll get done.
Can you imagine?
It'll get done.
Sign him back.
No, there's no spot.
There's no space for him.
This was a business continuity plan, which I still disagree with, but that's fine.
By the way, the goal didn't get called back.
No, I thought it was going to, but it didn't. So 2-1 Nashville right now. What was I saying? Because even Zibanejad was saying that he's been inconsistent. And I was like, he looked fantastic in the series. And then Dan Snyder was just like, he's a great 2C. And then the NHL.com guy was saying, he's like, no, he's pushing to be a 1C. Mm. Like, he's not a first line center.
Well, on a,
you're 21, 22, 22, maybe 22, 23?
23 or 23.
Sure, I guess you set the bar high and you hope for it because you're a competitor and this is what you do. He's not a first line center. He's never been expected to be a first line center.
Put him in somewhere.
He's been a great second line center.
Put him in somewhere like Arizona, he might be.
Anyway, he's looking good.
Yeah,
maybe.
He did not.
I think
Carolina.
Kyle Turris is still better than he is, but.
Yeah. But I mean, depending on what
he's right now, but yeah. I was very impressed with his game.
Yep.
And in the handshake lineup, he started in the middle of the pack, and he was the last one. Because they liked him. Every single
Carlson
guy
and him had a big hug.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, I'm sure the guys liked having him here.
Yep. And they're probably still friends, and that's great.
Yeah.
Again, I feel bad for treating him. I'm happy for him that he ended up in Manhattan out of all places. Which
I'm happy he ended up at a team which can help him continue to I was about to say grow his game, and I hate that phrase, but continue to grow as a hockey player and mature into, I'm not saying he's immature, but you know, there's a difference between a 22-year-old and a 27-year-old hockey player in terms of how complete their game is from one end of the ice to the other and what they can do. So he's in a place where he can grow.
And for his lifestyle and personality, Manhattan fits perfect.
Yeah.
Now, Pan, after they won, you stayed and watched the handshakes, of course.
Yep.
And then what? Did you just book it out of there?
Pretty much. But everyone did. Now, the other thing.
Did any Senators fan hang around afterwards?
Well, there was a couple behind me, so I just ran up. I'm like, okay, I've been hiding this all game, and I just high-fived them. we were hidden in the corner. And this wasn't while we were exiting, but during the intermission.
Your hoodie was blue.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
Wow, that's called camouflage.
Sometimes you think, right?
I don't have a blue hoodie. I just thought of that.
You probably went out and bought one that day.
No. I've had it. It's very comfortable.
I love New York.
well, that and I have the rally towel because I wanted that for Jay.
Okay.
So I'm just holding this rally towel with the blue hoodie. It's like, okay, don't kill me.
Oh, you took one of the rally towels from here?
No. They give them out at the
region. Oh, okay.
So just holding that, holding a bottle, my pop bottle from the Rangers. So I look like a Rangers fan. You can assume that.
Did you get a puck?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just checking. They hadn't mentioned it yet.
They were all freaking just focused on their 90-year logo, and they had no regular logo on it.
Oh, that's disappointing.
That's very disappointing.
Because I like
prefer the regular logo.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But none of their merch was a regular logo.
Really?
It was weird. I don't know.
Because after the 90th year, do you want to wear a 90th year logo sweater in year 90?
Well, it's all going to Adidas anyway.
Then again, when I wear.
You touch that logo, you're dead.
Then again, I wear an old black CCM original black Senators profile logo sweater because I like it. So fair enough.
So another thing about MSG is among that others. I found interesting, and they do this in the first ring or lower level. They call it's something that they call like the MSG 366, and they have a picture around the whole first 100 level. Showing every day and a special event that they've had at MSG in their history. It is crazy. That's like you can fill every day, including a leap year.
Yeah.
They have days where there's more than one event going on.
I know. But just historical things.
Oh, yeah.
Like in one of them that really stood out to me was September 10th, 2001.
Wow.
Okay. The day before 9/11.
What was it?
9/11 is a Porsche. September 11th is a date. You sorry, it's I mean. it's one of those things that drives me crazy.
Yeah, but it's because I said September 10th, 2001, and then the day before 9/11.
Anyway, keep going.
Which is the correct statement to say. Now we got to talk about grammar first.
Well, 9/11 is a buzzword. September 11th is a
but,
day.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. But it's what grinds my gears.
People died, you know.
Just got to think of that.
It was Michael Jackson's last full concert.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Interesting. Wow. Now, how did they show this? Do they just pick one day, or do they do a whole?
So it's all in order. It's all posted on the ceiling, like a almost well, not a
on this like on
crown
the,
mold, not really crown molding, but
the digital board.
No,
oh,
they have a digital board that you can play with it, and it'll show you different events that happen on whatever day, which is really neat.
No, I mean like the ring, like.
But it's digital. Yeah, it's not digital. It's pictures.
You're talking in the concourse.
In the concourse.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
Kind of like you go to different arenas and they have pictures of famous things that happen there. Oh, famous concerts. This is like every day of the year. This is what happened every day.
Every day has one.
366 because of the leap year.
Leap year. That's a cool idea.
Which is great. Which is pushing on the history of the building.
Yeah. Well,
they kept one hallway the same. So they didn't renovate it just so that they have something from 1968 when this garden was open.
Huh. That's did you see it?
Yeah. They bring you through that first.
Okay.
Was this on your tour?
On the tour.
Okay.
So Yeah, and one thing that I texted to you guys too was that this Madison Square Garden was opened after the last Leafs Cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
The year after.
Put that into perspective.
Well. I like it.
So
68 was a good year.
It's your year, isn't it?
It's the year of my birth.
And we're on to round three. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it?
Well, at the beginning of the season.
Well, I didn't. You remember your last recording? I didn't think they were going to advance. Yeah. I'm so happy they did. Oh, I love being wrong.
But no. Yeah.
I love being wrong.
We're so good at it, too.
At the beginning of the season, the team was saying, yeah, we think we're a playoff team. We think we're a playoff team. And there were a lot of people who were saying, yeah, right, whatever. Give it a rest.
Yeah, we were projected to be one of the worst.
There were a lot of people who were projecting Ottawa to not make the playoffs. And some were saying, yeah, bottom feeder, basement, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, still standing.
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
Still hey, Habs, standing. We got your back. We got those Rangers.
Yeah. Hey, Habs, suck it.
However, we had to watch the following night, Game 7, Caps, Pens, to see who we're going to play.
Game 7s.
Game 7s. But yep. The particular one in particular just controlled our fate. And how many times have we been in that position? Wow. Not for 10 years, maybe?
Oh, yeah. So that we sit back and watch?
I remember sitting back and watching Anaheim and Detroit fight it out. And I'm like, go 7 games, go 7 games. Nope. Solani, I think, scored in overtime or late in the game or something to end it. And then we faced Anaheim in the finals that 10 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. 10 years. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Now, it was interesting because everybody was talking about that Game 7, Pittsburgh and Washington, and there's polls going out. Like, who do you think the Sens are better face or better set up against?
No,
first of all, that's
No. It's who would you rather play?
Who would you rather play? And first off, that's a very dangerous road to go down. But every fan does this in his head. So just being honest, like it's going through your heads. It's funny, majority of people wanted to play the Pens.
Really?
And not me.
Significant.
Not me either.
Significant.
They think they're hurt, they're down, and like these are the Stanley Cup champions.
Did you watch the Game 7, people?
Did you watch round one?
It wasn't
one?
That great of a game, though. It wasn't that
deep. No, Washington didn't show up.
That's true. But they didn't show up because the team that they were playing against shut them down.
I mean, I agree. It's like, do you want to face the Stanley Cup champions or the President's Trophy winners? I mean, it's a hell of a choice.
Wow. Does this coin have a third?
President's Coach Trophy.
Does this coin have a third side? Yeah, I was looking at Washington myself, but
yeah.
And plus I kind of like Washington and they remind me of the Sens of
2010,
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Where they just couldn't get it done in the playoffs.
Sounds familiar.
But, yeah. Wow. What a heartbreak. For them.
Because Washington Pittsburgh is the same now as Ottawa Toronto.
It really is.
It's 0-4 or something like that.
Yep. It's a rivalry that's nasty. It's not as nasty as Pittsburgh Philadelphia, but it is nasty.
Right, but Philly could also beat Pittsburgh.
I think they have, yeah.
Yeah. So it's even.
True.
In regards to results.
True. I was disappointed by the other Game 7, however. I really wanted Edmonton to win.
I wanted Edmonton to win because at this point, Pittsburgh had won in advance. So great, we got to face that team. And I wanted Edmonton to stay in so that could be Canada's team, quote, And now that it's only Ottawa left, you know who Canada's team is now?
Pittsburgh,
because of Crosby. And just I'm actually surprised it hasn't started already. There's been a lot of love for Carlson, a lot of intrigue about Ottawa, except for the Edmonton Journal aside. But
what a
just
wanker.
Wait until Hockey Night. Wait for it. Wait for it, fans. Until Hockey Night in Canada starts their broadcast, they are going to be balls deep on Crosby.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be Pittsburgh, 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 Pittsburgh.
Because that's what they think will get them better ratings.
I think you missed that tweet from me. It's tickling with the tonsils? Is it going to be that deep?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it.
Pretty much. And you know what? I don't care. Don't care.
Well, it gets it. You got to watch
it. It's annoying, but I just don't care.
This is why it's worth it to spend $800 to $1,000 on Pittsburgh.
Or just listen to the game. Turn H-Nick off.
Those options don't always exist.
True. But I'm just tired of... I mean, the Senators have been... you know, they're never getting past Boston. Oh, okay. Well, they got past Boston, but they're never getting past
New
York.
Lucky against Boston.
I do like the underdog card.
I just don't care about this noise, this background frothing. Oh, I hate the Senators, I hate the Senators, but they have to be bad because them being good and actually getting through this series doesn't work with my usual mantra of Ottawa sucks. So I can't talk well about them, except maybe possibly Erik Karlsson.
Well,
so I just don't care.
I'm still amazed that they're actually.
There's been a lot of love for Erik Karlsson. I mean, as much as there's been a lot of slander against the Senators, there have been a lot of people going, okay, you know what? After Boston, I'm saying, okay, this guy's for real. And if you haven't watched him, you should. And after the New York series, like even the NHL's own Twitter account was, okay. In case you have, I can't remember exactly what the wording was, but something along the lines of more wizardry from Erik Karlsson or something like that. It was.
Oh, that's what it is to me.
It is, though. And hey, I mean, fans, we know that.
Freaking magician.
Hey, hockey fans. He's still hurt.
Yeah, and he's this damn good. And he's this damn good. I like it. Do we want to read some email? I think we kind of talked that one out.
Well, hold on with that. Predictions.
I don't do predictions.
Well, you've done it the previous two rounds.
I have done them in the previous two rounds.
Pittsburgh in 4.
Sens in 7.
Pittsburgh 5.
Sens in 7.
Just so you can get to the game 5.
Yeah, we're down 3-1. I don't know if I want to go. Well, just go.
Yeah, and then you'll have somebody like doing what game was it Pittsburgh's where Shredder was Senators. At a game in the Canadian Tire Center, and a fan for the opposing team, thank you, was tapping him on the face with a little like sweeper broom because it had been a sweep. Was that a Pittsburgh fan? Was that a Pittsburgh one of the Pittsburgh that. Series?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was. And Shredder was just beside himself.
I cannot see Shredder do well with that.
No, I have to go back. I'd have to go back and listen to see. I think it was probably season 6, not season 7.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
That's the follow up here.
Yeah, and I think that might have been what it was that they were getting swept, and oh, it was not going well. Not going well at all. So
email.
Yeah, do you want to do some email? Hang on.
Where are we at?
Where are we to? I had this set up, and then things went bye-bye.
Technology. Taylor Gibson, I think?
I think there's one before that. Chris from Sweden. Yes, Chris from Sweden.
Oh, that one. That was right before. That was before the game was played, I believe.
It was still Monday, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just read it. Chris. Hello, since we have won the games I have seen live, I'll need to keep myself up to see this one. But it wasn't with me for the... It's not him that has a coffee shop. Let's hope for a good game on Wednesday.
So this was the Swede that...
We forced this poor guy to stay up.
Good on ya.
And he did.
I hope he did.
He kept tweeting us, I think, to stay awake.
Hey, whatever you need to do...
It worked.
You stay awake because you've been an excellent talisman of good luck.
Chris, you have a big weekend ahead of you.
Yep. Yeah. Sleep. Sleep when you can.
No rest for the weary.
Sleep when you can.
Get some Red Bull. If they don't have Red Bull in Sweden, I don't know what it's called.
Rockstar.
Over there.
There's got to be something.
Go to your local IKEA and get some Schwarzenegger. And
it's just so racist.
Wow. Wow. Let's stereotype some more, shall we?
You can throw the stereotypes right back at me. I'll take it. Hey.
Next.
Taylor.
Yeah. You want to read that one?
Nope.
Oh, you want me to read this one?
Yep.
It says lengthy email.
All right. I can read this. All right. This is from Taylor. After hearing you guys complain about the lack of emails the podcast has received lately, I decided to do a lengthy one with a question, and it grinds my gears. You are welcome. First off, I was in Victoria this past Saturday when I saw a vehicle parked in front of me outside a Boland's Books that sported a Sens flag. Took a snap of the flag and put a note on the windshield saying, "Love the flag! Go Sens go! Hashtag all in," which I'd later put up on my social media. Second, with the Predators playoff run this season, what southern market are you guys surprised Bettman has never tried to put a team in? I personally say New Orleans. And third, yeah, I might as well read this one. You know what grinds my gears? The Senators played their games on nights I am scheduled to work, including tonight's Game 6 versus the Rangers. The last game I saw, as it happened, was Game 6 versus the Bruins.
Quit your job.
So getting back, second, the Predators, what southern market are you guys surprised Bettman's never tried to put a team in?
Portland.
That's not southern. You know what? That's western. No, southern team, though.
Southern is
I got one.
Seattle.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
Texas is a, there's a big hockey movement in Texas, and they only have one so far. And there's an arena there. Now, I don't know if the arena for the San Antonio Spurs was built to do hockey as well, but...
Or Houston.
Or Houston. I was thinking San Antonio, though, because they're used to... well, they have basketball, at least.
I think Houston was pretty good with the HL, too.
Yeah. Yeah, possibly Houston. That was the first place I thought of. New Orleans? I don't know culturally whether New Orleans would work with hockey or not. Then again, they're going to Vegas, so what the hell?
Atlanta again?
Vegas
again. Atlanta. Yeah, it's already failed twice. Let's go for three. But
I can't see anywhere.
I can't see anywhere in Alabama. Mississippi, yeah, no. Probably not. Except possibly New Orleans.
The Birmingham Bulldogs.
Well, hey, they tried the CFL down there, didn't they? That was in, where was that?
It's pulling Tijuana.
Blanking.
Half these players would die every year.
That could be interesting. That could be interesting. So there we go. Thanks, Taylor. Next.
Yep, I got an email here. This gentleman writes in from Victoria. He was going to Bull and Books this week, and when he came back out to his car, apparently someone had left a note on his windshield that said, "Go, Sens, go!" No, just kidding. That email does not exist.
That Vice beer is really going to your head
so
there.
So weird, eh?
Tonight's broadcast, before we forget, I'm having a Lake Wilcox Brewing Mad Quacker Amber Lager. This is from a brewery in Vaughan, and this is damn good. I don't know if it's even available here, but it's great. Pan's having a Rattler and Canucks having some sort of Vice beer.
Yep.
As you were. Sorry.
Email from Colin. Hey, Colin here again. This is the gentleman who was working at Canadian Forces Base east of Edmonton, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so.
Thought I'd send a quick email to show you the guys at the mess tent and those excited to watch. Yeah, we've had a few tasty beverages to go along, so it makes for a great night of hockey. And he includes this picture of a whole bunch of soldiers in the mess hall. And if you look on the front table, there's a whole bunch of fallen soldiers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As in terms of empty cans.
They've been pounding a few back. It's great.
Yeah, thought it was fitting that JGP got the empty netter to seal the deal, and loving that Neil was in the lineup for the game. I think I prefer to face Washington for the Eastern Conference Finals, but neither opponent's going to be fun to play against.
Too bad, Colin.
Oops.
Maybe I'm a bit enthusiastic, but I would love to see the Sens Oilers in the final.
Not this year.
Oops. Question for you. Do you think that Game 6 was the best you'd ever seen the Sens play this year, or do you think the Rangers were too quickly deflated after the Hoff tipped that first goal in? Thanks again, and as always, doing a great job. P.S. Those two games you recorded where Sens took a beating was Minnesota and Montreal. Cheers.
Minnesota was such a disaster.
Forgot about that.
Because they lost 10 in a row, and then we just blew it.
I forgot about that one. I think I forgot about it because I wanted to.
You just got a couple questions in there. One, do you think that was the best game the Sens played?
This year?
No, but it was a good road game. It was a good road game.
The 1-3-1 was just perfect. They were fans were frustrated.
Perfect.
Frustrated.
Well, that shows that it's working. Yeah. Hashtag the system.
I do agree with him. I would have liked to face Washington.
Hey, we're in the Eastern Conference Final. We play who we play.
We play who we play.
That's it.
To be the best, you got to beat the best.
Zero expectations.
You know what?
If they lose out in four.
Okay. We're in the Eastern Conference Final.
Don't get decimated. Like if you're losing 6-0 four games in a row.
Right.
That's going to look bad.
Well, it's going to look bad for the sweep.
I don't foresee that happening.
You know what? The last time I felt this way was 10 years ago. We managed to make it to round three and we had to play
Buffalo.
Most elite Buffalo team they ever fielded.
Yeah. And it was.
They had four lines, which are almost like top lines.
Yeah.
Three of them were, for sure.
It was a team that was stacked with talent.
And that was their year to go to the Cup. And boy, did we squeak away two. We went up 3-0 on them. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And they were so close. So close game. I can't even remember. Danny Briere was in his prime. I remember that.
Drew Stafford was there.
What was the other guy, the other captain? They kind of had the
Drury?
Chris Drury. Thank you.
And those two were in their prime.
Ryan Miller was awesome.
Miller was in his prime.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to think. They had on the blue line.
Gostad?
Like, I thought we had absolutely no chance. And that's how I feel right now against Pittsburgh. I feel we have no chance. And that's not me being a bad fan. You can call me that.
You're kind of facing reality on that one. It's an uphill battle.
You got to look at this team. They are stacked. I mean, are they a little weak on defense right now? Yeah, but they're power forwards. Three of them, superstars.
And
you shut one of them down, there's two more that are going to pop up their ugly head. Yeah. If you manage to shut all three of them down.
Crosby is mind mush right now because he has had two concussions in a week.
Yeah, but he still is in the plays. You can't ignore him.
Right. So, and with that, so even if Carlson were to nullify and do all this great work against Crosby, and you're not going to like this comment, but Cody Ceci can blow it.
Well,
very quickly.
I think Carlson's going to be upmatched probably more against Malkin's line.
I don't know.
And I think
we have no options. And
I think
you can put Pageau up against Crosby. That's probably your best bet.
Isn't that what they did last time? Pageau was kind of the little agitator against their star.
Yeah.
Just frustrating.
But you've got to be careful because they're going to call anything as a penalty.
And their power play is deadly.
Their power play is good, for sure.
Deadly.
Even their penalty kill is pretty good.
So Craig Anderson's going to have to, if we have any chance of this, Craig Anderson's going to have to stand on his
head. And hashtag the system is going to have to be
lit. It's
going to
have to be perfect. You're going to have to get the quick early goals and shut it right the hell down.
Because if you fall behind,
you're done.
2-0, 3-0 because of their elite.
You're never coming back in the game.
You got to stray from the system to try to come back and you're just.
My one comment to that, and I agree with it, by the way, but my one comment to that would be, I seem to recall at least one game, two seasons ago, where we were down 3-0.
Yeah.
And all was lost.
Wasn't quite the same stakes for Pittsburgh, though, was it?
No.
I know where you're going.
But.
The Hamburglar run, right?
The Hamburglar run. It was we were down 3-0.
It was the last.
And they scored 8 seconds into the game on the first one. Mm-hmm. And it was Sidney Crosby, by the way. And that's the one thing that I think this team does have, if they stick to the system, is they do have tenacity.
They've shown that already.
Yeah. They stick to it, and because they know it works, as long as they don't get, you know.
Again, and Stone gets the pass. Stone sees Turris. Turris looks around.
That's not even the right game.
I was going to say.
That's Bob Cole's classic score, Stone. Store!
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Down.
So
this
big.
Is unbelievable. They have come all the way back. Yes, I've watched this a few times.
We all
now,
have.
Marc-Andre Fleury's playing out of his mind, which he wasn't back then.
Yeah, and if he falters, they also have Matt Murray. He's back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, if you're playing, if Fleury screws up and we win a game against him where he's awful and you put Matt Murray in, Matt Murray hasn't played in 2 months.
Nope. True. Months? About that. Yep. No, I mean, I don't see it as impossible. I do see it as unlikely.
Improbable.
I heard the most clever idea. I believe I listened to T-Gore this morning on TSN 1200. And you know those foam fingers, like the number one?
Yeah.
You get a whole bunch of them. It's too bad it wasn't the pinky. And just kind of cut off the tip of the finger, have it dangling there, and everybody hold those up. And I know you're thinking, oh, that'd be what the Pittsburgh fans would do to mock us. Like, no, I think Ottawa should do that.
It's incredible as to how they think that Ovechkin hitting Crosby, which was not a great hit, but hitting Crosby into Niskanen was a deliberate play to injure Crosby.
It was a hockey play.
Yet. And even the players are saying that was deliberate. The Penguins players. Yet, you make Mark Methot's finger explode, and that's a hockey play.
Oh, they're just slashing at his hands. Happens all the time.
It wasn't a deliberate slash. He was just trying to slash.
And I get that. And I was like, and all the Crosby had to say is, It's unfortunate that he got hurt with that. I didn't mean to make his finger explode.
All that needs to
and
happen.
And I would have been fine with that.
Is he a doesn't say,
apologize. Well,
he doesn't yeah, apologize.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he doesn't apologize.
He never has.
On the ice.
He doesn't have to.
Off the ice, he's a great guy. That's
no,
fine.
He's not. He's never been a good guy.
Well, I've heard enough stories to know. But, you know.
Why, by writing a check?
No. I've actually meeting with young guys. Whatever. I'm getting low. I'll get you soon.
It's not out of the ordinary for
but, you know, I've like tourists with the Capital City Condors. There's stories yeah. like that of Crosby and that kind of stuff.
PK Subban?
Sure, absolutely. Say, like,
yeah,
sorry. Off the ice, whatever. But on the ice, he, and I mean, every friggin' player does their annoying things on the ice, but he
doesn't apologize.
Because of, yeah.
He doesn't. He whines, but he does. He whines at everything that happens to him. But he
doesn't
never
whine
apologizes.
Like he did in his first year. I'll give you that. But
he's
it's
still jawing to the refs after pretty much anything that happens to him, and he does not apologize. Just before we keep going, you just reminded me. When we were talking about Game 6, you just mentioned something that, in case our listeners haven't heard, Kyle Turris scored the overtime winning goal in that game, and he had to hang around and do interviews and interviews and interviews.
That was Game 5.
Sorry, Game 5. You're yeah. right. Game five. And he has been, a patron, for want of a better term, of the Capital City Condors, which is hockey for kids with special needs, developmentally, challenged.
Yeah.
Which he took over from Matt Karkner, because Matt Karkner was first doing it. When Matt left, he wanted to make sure that somebody would take it over. And Kyle Turris said yes. And he's been very involved with them. The story that really blew my mind wasn't this one. And the story that happened was after he scored that goal and did all the interviews, he and his wife and their young son, I think it is, he has a son?
Yes.
Showed up at the end of season banquet for the Capital City Condors. And the Condors were not expecting him to be there because the game had gone into overtime, everything was going on. So they had handed out all their awards and they were just about to start dinner. This was a story told by the head of the Condors, who was basically running the banquet. And he had just finished all the awards and he said, oh, by the way, folks, if you turn around and look at the back room, there's a guy who you might recognize. He wears 7 on his sweater. And the kids just went nuts because he has been at tons of practices with them. And his first year, they do a yearbook every year for the team. And his first year, he got a copy of the yearbook from the year before and memorized the names of every player. So yeah, when he met faces. Them for the first time at the start of the next season, he was greeting them by name.
Pretty cool.
That's astonishing. Now, it's astonishing for me because I have no facial recognition skills and I can't recognize people, but yeah. to sit down and actually do that ahead of time because you know it's important or you've decided it's important, more like, that's amazing. Like, that's truly, truly going beyond... Yeah, I'll put my name on this. He knows it's important. He knows that it's a great cause. And he and his wife, because his wife, Julie, is very involved with them too. And they're both so, so respected by the organization, the Condors, that they were just blown away. The guy who runs it was on the radio earlier this week and just couldn't say enough good things. I mean, Turris was absolutely exhausted and he still sat there and autographed every yearbook that one of the players asked him to autograph because his wife and child had gone home. She autographed a few of them because they were asking her to, apparently. But
that must have been late for.
Yeah, it was. And but he knew it was important to be there to him. Like, he thought it was important for him to be there because he had been there for so much throughout the year. So again, it's one of those things like players going, oh, that's showing a little footage on TV of the Senators arriving home at 1:30 in the morning and fans being there at the airport to greet them. The
jerks left me behind.
You didn't get a seat on the charter?
No.
Did you ask?
Yeah, I asked huge.
Oh.
Just like, Genie, we've been buddies, right?
You've got so much of my money. Give me a freaking seat. Anyway, very nice story about Kyle Turris. Full marks to him for being such a good and decent human to do that.
Yeah. We do have a donation.
Yeah.
From Rick from North Carolina.
Yes. So did we follow him on Twitter yet?
Yeah.
Okay, we did. Okay. It's like, yeah, you can buy a follow from us. Thank you, Rick.
So who do you think we are, the Toronto Maple Leafs?
We don't follow anybody. Yeah, the money will be going to Beer Fridge, because at the rate we're going, we're going to need some soon.
Again,
we drink pretty heavily right now.
I cannot believe we are still in this.
It's awesome.
It is mid-May.
What are we? What's? Oh, this is preview of.
Yeah, this is intermission.
Stuff. Oh, okay, okay.
There's one thing I'll say about Pittsburgh fans is I don't
one.
No, that's just a season.
It was
game.
Condon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They had those years where they almost lost their franchise and they suffered for a bit, but that's long gone. They've won two cups. Okay. We're past that. Those fans don't understand the agony of defeat in the playoffs the way that most other teams fans do. Like, they're just privileged, entitled numbnuts. And I just love to see them. I just love to see them like get it brought down to reality.
Well, you have to remember, though, that the Toronto Maple Leafs have more cups. Sure didn't happen since my father was 17, but I'm good. Which one do you want, Kenna?
Gold.
But no, you're right. And I think a lot of the fan base is really young. So Crosby's been in the league, what, 20 years? No.
Look, I already had one person pull out their penguin sweater and it smelled like mothballs because, well, I guess, you know, hockey's on. I should start wearing this. Like,
yeah.
All right. They're coming. Make way for the Crosby bandwagon.
Don't care.
Again.
Yeah. Well,
who cares?
But they're bandwagon fans who don't know that much about hockey. They're fans who like to cheer for a team that wins. They're right. Not fans of hockey. They're not fans of the Penguins. They're people who like to cheer for winning.
So they're a Patriot?
There are Patriots fans. Yeah, there are a lot of Patriots fans who are like that.
I don't know.
Yankees fans are like that, too.
There's been a lot of talk in regards to Canada's team and all that, and I know that we've already talked about that. Again, the importance of this run, which has totally been unprecedented and unexpected, you get the latent fans that don't have any affiliation.
Yep.
And they'll start to watch the games. And I have colleagues, one who cannot stand hockey. Last game, he went to a bar. Just for the social aspect. Watched the game, enjoyed it, and everything else.
Hmm.
This is how you get a fan base, but how you expand the fan
base. The Ottawa Senators have the most fans they've ever had right now.
I'd say so.
Just because.
Over 2007?
Absolutely, because this is what it is. Like, just because they've been around longer and they're now at a further point.
And there's a much bigger broadcast area for local broadcasts than there used to be.
So, this is where you start picking up.
Yeah, and we have a top five player, which we've never really had.
We have, top five,
We've never seen anything like Erik Karlsson.
No. Well, the league hasn't in a very long time. So.
Yeah, well, it's out of that Doughty guy.
I doubt he.
And this is like,
sorry, just, that was bad.
Even with the Norris, it's just like, if Burns wins it, people are just gonna be like, wow, come on.
Yeah.
But and then it's gonna be 4 or 5 years of Karlsson winning it over this run alone.
As it should. Well,
no,
he should be winning it now.
Maybe not, right? Maybe not. Maybe he slows down. Who knows?
Can't say.
You know what, Burns? You can take the Norris. I'll take the cup.
Oh,
well, as it stands now, at the rate he's going, I was reading two different articles the other day that were the cup to be awarded today, especially if Ottawa was in the final, whether Ottawa won it or lost it.
All right.
Conn Smythe. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's too early, really, to
way
say
way too
that.
Early for that. You're only
but
halfway
the,
there.
The player who stood out the most as the most valuable player to their team in the playoffs thus far.
Yep. Who's winning the pool?
It's
Shut up.
I don't know. But even at that, it's hard to say what. Because Marc-Andre Fleury's been incredible for Pittsburgh.
He's been very good.
Pecorini's been incredible for Nashville.
We'll see.
True.
Anaheim,
we'll see.
I don't know. Anaheim's been a lot more spread out. So I just think it's too premature to even comment on that.
We'll see.
But yeah, the one disadvantage is that we're just destroying our draft position.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible, isn't it?
Stephen Birch.
Should I know that name?
He's a big writer, and he comes out with that nonsense.
Where's he from?
Toronto, of course.
Oh, okay. But who does he write for?
TS. Is he a Toronto Stars? I mean, I think.
Oh, okay.
Pointing out the fact that
he's pandering to his reader base.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I don't still care. Read his tweets. Though.
Don't care.
But it's such a dumb comment. And what I would love is for the Leafs, with their 17th pick overall, to choose yet another kid from London who won't pan out.
Well, they've kind of done well with London kids so far.
Kadri.
Marner.
Oh, Marner's one too?
I think so.
Marner's kind of it's an easy decision.
Anyway.
But last year they blew a lot on London.
Yeah, well.
Where they didn't pick the best guys.
But well, the Marlies are doing pretty well.
And I'm just kind of hoping that down the line, whoever Ottawa picks, wherever they pick, hopefully 31st, would be a better pick than whatever Toronto chooses right now.
Well, Ottawa's done pretty well with their later round draft picks. Yeah, so,
but you're telling me it's like, yep, you're right.
So, you know, a lower, so instead of getting a top second round pick, we get a late first.
Yeah. Colin White was 20th or something like that?
17th, I want to say.
Maybe.
Something like that.
I think that's where, what's-his-face was, Shabbat.
Or Logan Brown.
But.
I can't remember.
No, Logan Brown was much higher than that. I think Shabbat was around 17. And
Carlson was 15. White.
Yeah, that's still mid-pack.
Yeah.
Well, that would be number one now, but. Who else? Volchenkov was 20th something. Havlat was late.
But you can also look at who we've done well with from second round picks.
True.
Right? So, excuse me.
It's time for a voicemail.
Yeah. We can stop talking for a while because my voice is getting bad.
Hey, boys. Are you as excited as I am about the potential of a Ducks Senators rematch in the finals? Now, I know we have to get by Pittsburgh, but it's a pretty simple game plan for Pittsburgh in my eye. I think Chris Neal's last contribution to the Senators organization is to take out Sidney Crosby, and then the path becomes much smoother. Anyway, kids, put on your earmuffs, because all I got to say is, go fucking Sens, go!
Who was that?
It's Texas Chad.
I was going to say, it like Chad. That's what I thought it was.
11-11, ladies and gentlemen.
Dropping the F-bomb. Is it 11-11?
11-11 again.
So it is. We're recording a little later than we have been of late. No pun intended. That's okay. Oh.
Okay.
Keep going.
It actually won't let me tweet that because I've already tweeted it.
What?
12 hours ago, 11-11.
Oh. You want me to tweet it?
No, I won't.
No.
We got another voicemail that's more of a grind gears. I can save it for a little bit.
Okay, we will say that one for a bit. We got a couple more.
No, I think that's it.
That was it.
What? No.
Yep.
There's one from Dave.
Oh, did I not read that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's more.
Do you want me to read it then?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Second one kind of has it all.
Yeah. Don't need to do the first one. Guys, I hope Pan is back alive. And also, did he go to the Shake Shack?
Yeah, delicious.
That's been answered already. Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah, good call. Look good. Living in the Big Apple, this experience has been a little bit more fun since I have Ranger fan friends who I get to needle with this triumph. Moreover, it was kind of fun looking at confused faces when the Sens closed it out and hearing the "Who are these guys?" comments. Let's hope we can keep the magic alive. Finally, is it just me, or is the only non-French speaking announcer who got Pajot's last name correct was the guy who does Hockey Night in Canada, Punjabi? How hard could it be? Excellent, excellent Jeremy Clarkson reference there. Well done, sir. All the best, Dave in New York. And yeah, I have to admit, I got through this series, it really reinforced for me how much worse Romanuk is than Bob Cole. I can handle Bob Cole.
Yeah, no way.
Bob Romanuk is just old.
Bob Cole doesn't call the game. He's behind.
He's so bold.
That annoys me. But he's not such a...
There's a breakaway going on, and he's talking about something down...
But he's not an idiotic anti-Sens bashing homer.
Well, he's not the best at that.
No, but he, like, Romanek is just brutal. I mean, okay, I guess I'd put it on a scale.
It depends on context. He's coming around a little bit.
Bob Cole is awful. Romanek is brutal. So he's further down the scale.
Bob Cole is just past his time.
Yeah, he's past his prime.
Look at him. He's looks like he's dead.
Oh, easy now. He's old. He's the same age as my father.
5 years old. And when did your father retire?
20 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
Zing.
Now, there's one call from Bob Cole. He's like, oh, and the puck must be out of the, or was it like, it's out of the zone or out of play. It was in the net.
Oh.
He had no idea it was a goal.
Just out of play. Scores!
Oh, it's in the net! But granted, again, on that Brassard goal when Carlson just schooled everyone.
Yeah.
That was a great call.
Wow.
Look at him skate.
Well, yes, but that's what everybody knew. Was that a game in Ottawa?
I think what happened.
Yeah. Everybody in the arena was doing, so he's just following along.
Oh, God.
I think what happened is someone handed him some binoculars for that play, and he actually got to see it or something.
Cleaned his glasses, perhaps.
So, game one.
We got one more email.
We do?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, one more voicemail.
Well, hang on. Gear. I was going to say, game one is going to be tomorrow night at, no, not the Console Energy Center. The PPG Paint Center? PPG Paint Arena?
PPG. It's actually a well-known chemical and paint company.
PPG?
PPG, yeah.
PPG.
Not Power Play Goal. It's PPG.
Oh.
Sorry.
What happened?
What happened?
When did it stop becoming the Console Energy Center?
That I do not know.
Whatever.
I haven't looked it up.
Doesn't matter. It's marketing.
PPG Paint Center.
Is it a PPG?
No, I don't want to get started with that again.
Stir things up.
What?
Or make it like
paint puns.
Only people who don't appreciate puns are people who can't make them. It's the truth.
Eventually, Pan just says,
Everybody else just rollers on.
I like the way you just say, you guys are fired. And I said, you mean can?
Yeah, I was solid. I give you full credit on that.
There's no layers to that joke.
See, you can do it. You just have to strip it down.
It's coated
and
in nonsense. Yeah. Well.
You think it leaves a stain?
Anyway, we should shake things up here.
Okay, so you got something.
It's getting dry.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Oh, no. I could keep going. I'm just trying to spare you.
You know what, Chris? My years. This!
Here, I'll play the other voicemail.
Yeah. Well, soundbite first. Hey. You know what grinds your gear.
Oh, we're going to do the full segment?
Well, I might as well do segment. I'm trying to think of something that grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Well, we got an email just on it, so.
A voicemail, yeah. Let's do that thing. My voice is shot.
Hey, guys, it's CB and calling. You know what really grinds my gears? I mean, just really grinds my gears. I've told you before I work retail. But what really grinds my gears is having to tell people the same thing multiple times. No, I don't have any of that. No, I don't have any of that. No, I'm out of that. No, I don't have any of that. Yes, I do have to talk to you like you're some kind of idiot because I had to tell you three times already I don't have any of that, and I know you're going to ask me again if I have any of that. And guess what? I still don't have any of that. And then they look at me with this blank face like I'm talking to them all rude or something, but I was polite about it enough times, and it really grinds my gears.
Ironically, I think he works in a paint store.
Well, there is actually an inbuilt cultural bias on that a little bit. There are certain cultures around the world, which I've experienced, who, if they don't like the answer to a question, they'll just keep asking it.
Yeah.
Because they'll wear you down until they get the answer they want. And it's not being impolite. It's not being stupid. It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing that I will keep working away on you until I get the answer I want.
It's like border patrol, Australia. I found that to be a big piece of it. They'd ask someone a question. They wouldn't understand the question. Like the border person would ask a question. Whoever the traveler was didn't know what the hell they're talking about. So they would ask the question again, but louder.
Oh.
Most of the time is, why did you bring in this food? And of course, you've got an Asian person playing dumb.
Right,
because they figure they can get away with it. Yeah. No, and I'm not trying to be nasty.
No,
about
no,
that,
that's what
that's
we
a
do.
Cultural
that's
thing.
What we do.
Yeah.
just play stupid. You just go, I understand what you say. Okay, bye-bye. And you just grab your stuff and go.
Okay. Okay.
Shoot. Oh, that's the other thing. In New York, I have never heard as many languages as I did in that period of time.
Really?
There are tons of languages.
Makes sense.
I guess.
It's so multicultural there, but European languages that I could not recognize.
Well, it's a seething cauldron of humanity. There are so many people there.
It's incredible.
There.
I love, yeah. But it was just incredible to see.
Yeah.
In here, you don't see languages.
I guess I'm used to hearing a lot of different languages in Ottawa, and I don't hear nearly as many in Toronto, at least in downtown Toronto. If you go out into the burbs,
yes. Agreed. Yeah,
but in downtown, which was where I used to be when I was traveling to Toronto for work, yeah. Downtown is pretty
white.
Well, you'd hear a couple of different languages, but you wouldn't hear French.
Mm-hmm.
You'd hear English, Chinese, and probably either Arabic or Urdu. But yes. You wouldn't hear French until I turned to a colleague and would say something in French because we're both,
yeah.
Well, they might have been a bilingual, or they might have been a Francophone. I'm an Anglophone, but I speak French. So I'd make some comment to them, and then we get dirty looks. It's like, it's one of the official languages of this country, people, and we both speak it. So,
yeah. I heard whatever. French twice in New York.
Really?
One was at least one was Parisian, the other one I wasn't 100% sure.
So European French, much more round and melodic.
Yeah, it was France for sure.
Nice. Beautiful.
So,
what grinds your gears? Got anything?
The fact that Pittsburgh's going to be Canada's team here starting tomorrow.
Damn it, you stole mine.
It's all pretty much what I had.
I'm trying to think of something that's really ground my gears in the last week. I don't have much, to be honest.
Prove me wrong, Hockey Night.
Well, rain is grinding my gears because I was supposed to go fishing this week, which means I wasn't going to be here to record.
I thought you said grain. I was like,
rain. Yeah, grain. Grain ship. Grain? Yeah. I'm so sick of barley and wheat. I'm tired of it. No. I was really hoping to go fishing this weekend because I can't go next weekend.
No. I guess you'll have to watch the playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much.
You might as well start now.
All right. All right. I'll be here tomorrow night then.
Actually, we could do that.
Yeah. There's beer in the fridge. No, I don't have... To be honest, I haven't had all that much that grinds my gears other than I had... No, I don't really have that much. I've been pretty calm. I mean, I am normally a fairly calm
It's hard individual. To be unhappy when your team advances to the...
Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. Stanley Cup semifinals. That's a better way of putting it. I like that. Let's use that.
It's more realistic. They try to make everything like the division finals and conference finals. And it's not like
speaking of finals. At least the Atlantic Division Championship
for want of division team.
Was an Atlantic Division team. Exactly.
New York wanted to raise that banner, but we stopped them.
Yeah, the Metropolitan Division team really wanted to be the Atlantic Division champion. Wait, what?
We are playing...
Hoist the fish.
I'm on record saying I don't like this playoff format, and I still don't like
it. The bracket,
I don't like the division playoffs. Just 1-8, away you go.
Yeah.
None of this play off through your division. But I'm tired of that.
But how much easier was it for the West versus the travel?
Well, no,
It's not about the East, it's about the West.
No, it does make sense in that particular case. Granted, I'll give you that. But I just don't like it. I just don't. I'd rather just play 1-8 and away you go.
Grind your gears?
Possibly. But
I have done very little at work. What grinds my gears is my boss's associate who sent me an email giving me crap for trying to order a printer. And then she got my out of office message and gave me crap again. It's like, you can't go on vacation without me getting it approved.
Your boss's associate?
Yeah.
So did your boss approve this?
Post approved it.
Close enough. It's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
That's exactly. It's like, I have no meetings. I don't know what else to do. I'll be in New York. I have my cell phone. I got someone to cover for me. And his response is, all right, cool, have fun.
Well, then this associate can go fly a kite in a power storm, quite exactly. frankly.
But again, and I get it, when you take administrators and you screw up all the administration.
Yeah, well, administrators.
Ducks just tied it.
Oh. Administrators who think that they wield the power of their actual boss really do need to be taken down a notch or two true. From time to time.
True, but they also make the world turn.
Yeah. Well, they do make the world turn, but they need to realize that they're not the ones enabling it. They just smooth it over.
Like, my associate really runs my life to the point where I've stressed her out so much that she's now retiring. But that's besides the point.
We've all dealt with an admin of somebody who thought that they were actually the director, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Week ahead.
Canuck, anything?
Oh,
anything? No. Okay. Week ahead.
Week ahead. So tomorrow being Saturday in Pittsburgh at 7 a.m.
PPG Paint Arena.
Sir.
Oh, actually.
Yep.
Before we do this, I had two quick things we want to talk. Do you want to talk about Bishop?
Well, we haven't talked about it. We still got to talk about Neil, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was well. Oh, he's done. Enough of this nonsense.
Oh, you haven't seen the last of Neil.
Yeah, we've seen the last of Neil.
It worked just fine. Ben Bishop signed a contract with Dallas for 6 years. And it's 7 points.
29 and a bit million.
Yeah.
So a 4.92 cap average.
Yeah. What's interesting is that they already have two other goalies under contract for another 2 years.
Oh.
Kari Lehtinen and Antti Niemi.
Maybe Vegas wants one.
Which
makes sense.
One has a modified no trade clause and one has a no trade clause. So how are they going to protect all of them?
I saw Vegas one of the says, writers said,
I'll take Bishop.
It's the one you protect. What I understand is Lehtinen will be backing up and Niemi will get bought out.
Oh, that's interesting. Because as it stands now, for the coming season, as it stands now, they have three goalies who are 33, 30, and 33 for a total of...
Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't know what...
Six... Well, just on average cap hit, 6, 10, 14, $15.2 million in goalie cap hit.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
That blows my mind.
Don't worry about it.
Their problem.
This is off season. It doesn't matter.
No. They must have a plan. So if somebody's getting bought out, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Do you know what I like to see the Senators do is take advantage of Washington while they're like confused and not knowing what to do. They got some UFAs there. You know. Oshie, come on up.
Is Oshie a UFA?
He's a UFA.
I'm very interested to see if we can make a draw out of this too.
Well,
to be honest,
Oshie may be fed up by what he's doing.
Who were Eric Carlson's friends to get them here quick?
Oh, well, most of his friends would be Swedes, wouldn't they?
Fine. Oh. I'll take more Swedes. I'm sick and tired of the local guys. This isn't produce.
Well, speaking of Victor Stahlberg, UFA. Would you resign him?
Yeah,
I would. Yes. In a nanosecond.
He's probably been the best one.
Yeah. I've been very, very,
very
pleased with
happy
him.
With him.
Yep.
And he's got to be happy with what he's seeing.
I also like, yeah.
He's a little expensive under his current contract, but.
Well, don't care. I don't care about that.
I'm liking it. So
I've thrown so much money at this team. It's a percentage of income. It's ridiculous.
Not enough to buy a flight home from New York.
Ouch. He didn't take the train. He didn't take the bus. He got home.
I got home.
Quick couple of...
Freaking Porter's awesome. They proact because I just got there early. I didn't know what else to do. And I twisted my ankle either at Central Park or I slipped down the stairs at Adidas.
So you decided to drink?
So no, I just got to the airport early.
Oh.
I went to the station. I'm like, I don't really know where to go. She's like, well, you're here really early. Do you just want to go now? Expecting a fee.
Right.
Nothing.
What? To go?
Get home early. They got me home 2 hours flight. Early.
Oh, they put you on an earlier flight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, it's Porter. It's not Air Canada.
Proactively asked me if I wanted to do this.
Perfect. Right. They're a great airline.
It's just
they really
awesome.
Are. I love them. I've only flown with them a couple of times, but
and
I really
fly into
it.
Pittsburgh.
Yep. Well, that's what I'm doing.
You know? And you want to avoid Pearson right now.
I really want to avoid Pearson.
Oh, yeah. They're having...
It's screwing up everything.
They're twinning 05, aren't they? That's what the problem
some
is?
Some construction on the runway.
Thought so. Just in case, just before we go, St. John... St. John Sea Dogs, tweeted out, it's been a bit of a season for Thomas Chabot.
Sure has.
World Junior Championship, MVP. Mm-hmm. World Junior Championship, silver medal. QMJHL, Defenseman of the Year. And, QMJHL Playoff MVP.
They swept the finals.
Can I be the Chinese person in this?
Sure.
Is it World Junior silver medal?
Why you not work harder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that means you didn't win gold.
Well.
So you lost.
Yeah, but he didn't.
So you lost.
The whole team lost, not just him. And they lost in overtime to the USA. It was overtime.
Should have scored.
Probably.
Why you not work harder?
I don't know if you saw this.
I was going to love that one.
Kyle Okposo reportedly were sent to the ICU for adverse reaction to medication given to treat concussion symptoms. He's been in the ICU a while now.
No, that was a while ago.
Was it?
What's your date on that?
0512.
Again?
It's Rick Westhead.
Is that all that tweet says?
Yes.
Say that again? He has been taken to
the... He got sent back. Because that happened to him in the season.
Well, that was exactly. That's why I was a little surprised about it, that Rick Westhead was talking about it today. Now, I may have got it wrong, but it was sent out today at 12:27. And Rick Westhead, well-known name from TSN, investigative reporter.
Well, he's doing all the concussions right now, right?
That was a little... I just saw it earlier today and went, I'm sorry, what?
That's the second time he's gone for that same reason.
Yeah, that's what scared me. Like, career over. Just get well. Please.
Well, that's adverse reaction to the medication, not... concussion.
Well, medication for a concussion.
Right. So who knows if there's other treatments.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
I got the list. I know, switching back topics, I got a list of the Washington Capitals UFAs.
Oh, yeah.
13 UFAs.
I know they have a bunch. Shattenkirk, not going to
No,
be back.
But we've some of these are their, you know,
we're
including
looking at it for
depth.
Us.
But Kevin Shattenkirk, Oshie, Justin Williams, Carl Asner. There's no way they're letting him go.
Justin Williams
Daniel
is
Daniel Winnick.
Okay.
Yeah. Justin Williams is always a UFA.
Wow. And his curse, he's cursed.
He's pretty old, man.
No, I just surprised. I didn't realize he was a UFA this year.
What do you think Oshie's salary is, or was, I should say now?
4.9?
6.
4.175.
Wow, that's cheap.
Wow.
He's due for a raise.
That's cheap.
How old is he? Is he first time UFA at 27? No, he's got to be older than that.
He's not old. Brent Connolly, Tom Gilbert.
Wow. I know there's going to be...
his first contract.
There is going to be significant change in Washington. They have the opportunity to really remake that team.
He's 30.
Really? TJ Oshie's only 30.
Imagine him for your shootouts.
Wow. Could be something.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
They're going to keep him. They
took a little detour there. Week ahead.
We didn't do the week ahead yet?
Not yet. I took a detour.
So Saturday... Yeah. This is why we don't have short shows. Saturday, tomorrow, in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. And the nice thing is we're now hitting prime time. So on Monday, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Who knows when we're back? I think you're gone again this week, right?
Nope.
Oh, you're here?
Yeah.
Sweet.
My week's a bit messed up, but we'll do what we can with what we have.
Frig. Okay. Well, just a
big surprise. My week's messed up.
Guaranteed games Wednesday at 8 and Friday at 8 at home. Tickets are pretty much all gone.
Wednesday and Friday. Interesting.
Yeah, because we're going, it's every day on, day off.
True.
So Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I have a coworker who's already got his tickets for Wednesday and Friday. Yeah. And he's looking to try.
They're pretty much all gone, but hey, hopefully we see you guys on Monday at the, I'm going to go to the open house. I should be there around 4.
I don't know what my Monday looks like, to be honest. I haven't looked at I don't know what my schedule that far ahead is. I get sleep in tomorrow. It's good.
You want to buy season tickets?
No.
Yeah. Now, again, season tickets start at like $600.
Yeah. Half season.
And it's a half season. Version. And you can get the mini packs for even.
I was going to say the mini packs are less than that. Yeah. Which would give you, you know, not first line, but you know, eventual line access for Stanley Cup final stuff.
Mm-hmm. You'll get tickets.
Yeah.
Guaranteed at a discounted price with that.
Cool.
That's one thing, you know, the price have gone up and up and up, and they do in every
this
market.
This is Tom and sell me too.
But you notice that the price for the season ticket holders has been, holy crap, reasonable.
It's been very reasonable, I've noticed. Yeah.
So that's a big advantage for us too. Because I'm right now, I'm probably paying a third of what general public is paying.
Fair enough.
I'm so pretty sure it's about half for me.
We're getting there.
I'd say about half.
I don't know. I have to get them to break down my costs because it's a friggin' mess.
All you know is as soon as they win, it's like cha-ching.
Now, you were in New York for the win in game 6. How soon did your credit card get hit for the next round?
About five seconds after the matches.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it was that night.
Well, I got the email that night.
Well, I figured it was fairly quick. That's why I thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
In fact, I was wondering what Pierre Dorion said something to Eugene Melnyk after they kind of scored that empty net goal. And I couldn't, like, they kind of turned their heads away from the TV and said something. I bet you that's what he said. Like, oh, go.
Let's get that money going. Get the button.
Go run the cards.
Right. Are we done?
Well, hopefully the Sens are done, and let's get a game. Let's split.
A split in Pittsburgh would be amazing.
Yeah, let's get a split.
Amazing.
But again, do what we've been doing all playoffs.
Suck the console energy out of that arena and paint it with a good score. Paint up a W.
Just focus on the next game.
I'm just going to brush that aside.
Oh, yep. God.
Because otherwise I'll bristle with all
stuff.
All right. Thank you again to Rick for the donation. Very much appreciated. You can contact us at podcast@sensecollapse.com to send us puns for paint.
don't you friggin' dare.
Just tweet them at @PanOfSCU, yeah. Hashtag Team Jerk, all night long.
and at Sense Collapse. I want to see them too. But yeah, paint puns all night long. Good time. podcast@sensecollapse.com is the email address. The forums are at sensecollapse.com. You can send us some paint puns. That would always be good. The waiver wire is 1-844-SCU-6565 on behalf of...
only colorful puns, though, okay?
Oh, yeah. We don't want them to be plain white. That's right. Walking on eggshells?
We're just flat matte.
Exactly. We don't want to self-gloss or anything.
Right.
All right. On behalf of Pan and Canuck, I'm Cardinal. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back sometime in the middle of this series. Good night.
Go Sens.
See ya.
Can Canada's team really become Canada's team? The answer is a resounding no. They're the Melba Toast of hockey teams. Bland and appealing only when served with something with flavor, like the Pens.